Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 288, A Peace That Guards. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Let this land, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Paul doesn't write this from a comfortable chair. He writes it from a prison cell. And that is exactly what gives these words their weight. When he says, "Do not be anxious about anything," he is not handing out advice. He is announcing a reality he tested himself in the dark, in chains. A reality that is available to you right now, today, in the middle of whatever it is you are carrying. And notice what he says. In everything, not in the manageable problems, not in the ones with obvious solutions. In everything, the bill that's past due and you don't know how you'll cover it. The relationship that is broken and you don't know how to fix it. The diagnosis that arrived and changed everything. The low-grade fear that's already there when you wake up before you even remember why. In all of it, there is a destination for that weight. And that destination is the Father's arms. The answer Paul gives to anxiety is not willpower, not try harder, think positive, push through. It is prayer. It is making your requests known to God, naming them, speaking aloud what is suffocating you, and then letting Him hold it. That's what let your requests be made known actually means. Don't hide it. Don't shrink it down. Bring it. But Paul adds a detail that changes everything. With thanksgiving. Giving thanks before the answer comes. That might sound strange, even a little hard, but it is not naivety. It is faith that remembers. It is a heart that looks back and says, God has been faithful before. He can be again. Gratitude doesn't pretend the pain isn't there. It anchors prayer in trust instead of desperation. And then comes the promise. The peace of God, not the peace logic, produces when everything is settled, when the bills are paid, when the test results are clear, but a peace that surpasses all understanding. It arrives before the answers do. It stays when the circumstances are still hard. It doesn't make sense by any human measure, and that is precisely how you know it came from God. And Paul uses a word I don't want you to walk past, will guard. In the original Greek, that is a military word, a sentinel, a soldier posted at the gate. The peace of Christ is not a passive feeling, it is an active guard. It stands at the entrance of your heart and does not allow anguish to come in and take over. It does not allow fear to hijack your thoughts. He keeps watch from the inside. But that door has to be opened. And that is what I'm asking you to do today. Before breakfast, before you reach for your phone, before the first thing on your list, name one specific worry you carried yesterday. Say it out loud to God. Give it a name. Then thank Him for one thing He has already done in your life. Just one. And release that weight into His hands. Don't try to solve it in that moment. Just let it go. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.